Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Boy, wasn't it a beautiful day yesterday? Or nobody seen yesterday? I assume if you're here today, you've seen some of yesterday. I don't know how much you've seen of it, but you had to see a little bit of it. Did anybody see the sunshine yesterday? I'm starting to worry about little y'all on Sunday morning. You get some kind of shocking machine when you come through to get you a little jolt in the morning. I can get Jeff with a hot stick out there. He'd probably like doing that. But it is good to see you in God's house this morning. It was a beautiful, beautiful day yesterday. I know this week started out pretty cold and pretty messy, but it turned out to be a great rest of the week, and God is good. Amen. Through all what's going on today, God is definitely still good. I got a letter here from the Ernest family. They asked me to read this morning on the behalf of the passing of Miss Dorothy. She just was a sweet, sweet lady here at our church. It says this, it says, "Dear First Baptist Church family, soon to be a month since our mom, Dorothy, passed. We would like to thank the church family for the love, the prayers, the calls, the texts, the food, the flowers at her passing. Mom had declined a lot since February. After all, the pandemic was difficult for her. Mom enjoyed getting out and seeing folks daily. She'd become limited doing that. Daily, we would ride by the church, and many days it was to St. Joe to buy the church to point, and she would point at it as she would pass. I would always comment during the pandemic and things to wonder what was going on, but Mom always had questions that sometimes we couldn't answer. And at this, although we knew that Mom had a different communication over the past few years since her stroke, Mom knew totally what was going on around her, and that she knew what people were talking about. We were blessed with that. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for loving our mother. She is missed every day. We rejoice that she's in heaven. Sincerely, Grant Ernest, Patsy Ernest Michael, and the Dorothy Ernest family." Amen. Continue to pray for that family. In the time of a loss of a loved one, it don't go away just in a couple days. We're reminded of that by daily the people we miss, especially coming up on this time of the season where it's a time of this. But listen, this is my favorite time of season, Christmas lights and sin. And the main thing is we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen? And the price that he paid for us. And that's the reason why we come in worship and we gather and we sing. And I know this is difficult times. I was reminded this week a lot about what's going on, the sicknesses in our community. But listen, God's still good. He's going to be with us every step of the way. I know a lot of people is taking extra precautions during this time, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you. And I told you from day one, since we started having in-person services, you take care of yourself. You make sure that yourself is safe and you feel good with where you're at. We're going to have this place open. We're going to worship. But if you feel like you need to stay home, that's okay. I may get fired this evening for saying that. But listen, I want you to feel safe, and I want you to be at peace with God with that. Can we do that? Is that okay? Because, listen, I want you to be healthy. I want us to serve God. I want us to love people. And I want us to do these things, that we do it, and we do it together. I've been on staff of two different churches now. And listen, the staff that I work with here, these guys, we've been on the same page with just about everything that we have done. And listen, that's hard to come by. That's hard to come by. So we want to make sure that we make the decisions best for our community here. Listen, because the main thing is I want Jesus to be spread. Amen? And I want you guys to be healthy during that. So say that this morning. I want to pray for you this morning for we go into our worship time here today. Listen, I know there's lots of prayer requests. I thank you this week for praying for my dad. He come through his surgery very good, and he's still at home recovering a little bit, but he's returning to himself. I asked Mom, was he eating? And she said yes, so that's always a good thing, right? I gauge recovery in the Fisher family. When you go to eating, you're recovered. Y'all think that's funny? That's the truth, right? So we see and we gauge things differently. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you. I know you got a lot of stuff going on in your own family. So we will continue praying for that. Continue praying to see God move in the life of people in our community, okay? So let's pray together in this place. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity today, Father, to come in your house. Father, we know some of our people are away from us here today for various different reasons, the sickness and just being in quarantine or just got other things going on in their family. So, Dave, we pray for the ones that are not here. We pray for the ones that may be listening by via internet this morning. Father, we pray that the situations and the things going on in their life, Father, that they can feel your presence, they can feel your comfort, even in the midst of their own home this morning or wherever they might be. Today, Lord, is your day. This is a day that we come in your place. Father, we sing songs. We fellowship together. We've had Sunday school time together. We open up your word already, Father, to see the goodness of who you are. And today, Father, we just want to let you pour into our lives. Father, we open up our hearts to receive what you'd have each and every one of us to receive today. Because, Father, I believe that you have a word for all of us today. Now, whether that come through reading a scripture or singing a song here in a minute or watching a video on the screen, ever how that is, Father, you have your will in this place today. Father, when you stir our hearts, we leave this place today, change people, not because of who we are, because of who you are. Father, we celebrate this month as we look forward towards Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of your son, Jesus, and the freedom that that brings all of us sinners. So today, Father, we pray that you walk through us today, you work through us the way that you want it to, and your will be done in this place. To go with us as Mr. Ricky comes in a minute and leads us in worship, Father, we pray that we sing to a king today that's not an idle king, that's not a dead king, a very, very much alive king today. That's who we've come to meet with. That's who's been with us every step of the way. And I say thank you. I say thank you for your obedience and your faithfulness to us. So, Father, today, lift our eyes, lift our head where we can see and hear you clearly here in this place today. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's good to see everyone today. Thank you, Brother Malin, for praying us into the presence of God this morning. I want to thank Gwen, Susan, and Emily for decorating our sanctuary. I don't have to tell you, it's Christmas. Christmas here. The excitement is in the air. And notice the nativity scene. This belonged to Miss Peggy Moore. And thank you, Charlie and Shelley, for sharing this with us today. Miss Peggy, she loved Christmas. And we want to celebrate that this whole month, and we should do it all the time because of the birth of Jesus. God is with us, Emmanuel. And we're going to be singing this morning, if you want to turn your hymn book, and also on the screen, Come Thy Long Expected Jesus, 176. And in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband. He was born of God. The Word became flesh and made the dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's all stands. We sing this great Christmas carol, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every loving heart. Lord, thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king.
seated. Stand good this morning. As we continue to worship hymn number 192, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's worship him.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, that perfect love. What a truth in the video this morning. That perfect love is the one that we call and we celebrate Christmas. Your son Jesus came as that perfect love for us. All the ones that call upon your name can have that eternal relationship where we'll get to experience that perfect love forever and ever and ever. Father, I'm reminded by that video of the price that you paid for each and every one of us sitting in here today. The ones that are sitting outside of our sanctuaries today, the ones that are at home, or Father, maybe working today. Some of our frontline people are having to work today. Father, I'm reminded that how the price you paid is for everyone. Not just us here today celebrating who you are, but the ones who have not even met you as personal Savior yet. Father, you paid the price for all. So today, Father, we don't want to be reminded about your goodness and your great, your perfect love that you shed and share with each and every one of us here today. Father, as we go through Scripture this morning, speak and show each and every one of us who has our name on it today that we can take it home, pour it into our lives where it's ability for to pour it in somebody else's life. Father, we want to celebrate you today, and we want to say thank you, Father, for all the things you've done and in advance, the things you're going to do in and through our lives. Father, let us be obedient to your word today. Let's be obedient to your love. And Father, let's be reminded every day that it's a new day, new opportunities, and a new way to celebrate you as Lord and Savior. So Lord, we love you today. Thank you for the great words and the songs we've already sung. But Father, go with us today. Let us be in awe of who you are. Father, it's in your mighty and holy name that we all pray, we all seek in. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Gary, for sharing that video. Thank you, Mr. Ricky. If you have your Bibles this morning, look with me in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to look through the next few weeks, if you'll just bear with me, as we're going to go on a little journey together of Mary and Joseph headed to the way of weddings and the way of having who we know is baby Jesus. It was quite a journey for Mary and Joseph, wouldn't you think? I know a lot of you have probably heard this story over and over, but that wasn't a normal way to get things going, was it? It wasn't a normal way of getting things headed in a right direction. So we see how that is and what that means here. So the next few weeks we're going to do that. This morning, as we're going to look at the life of Joseph today. Joseph hit a little bump in the road on the way of getting all this going. Anybody ever hit a bump before? Some bumps are a little bigger than others, but Joseph hits a kind of a bump on his journey into this morning. We're going to look at that together for the next couple weeks. Next week we'll look at Mary's life and the encounter that she had next week as we go on that. I don't know about you, but I do some hay, and I've been doing that for 2 or 3 years and just doing some different farming. But if you ever been going on in life and you're driving across a hay field or across any field, and man, you've drove across that field for 3 years now, but and you'll find a hole or a dip that you didn't know anybody. Anybody ever done that? You're like, man, I've been across this 3 times. I can go, and I know this well. Then the next thing you know, you're like everything is just kind of went haywire because you hit that bump in the road, and you're like, that wasn't there before, or at least I didn't run over it the other 17 times I've been over this field. So you see those bumps in the road happening. It kind of catches us off guard, and it kind of gets us in the way. Is that not kind of what life does to all of us? You know, in life, sometimes as good or bad as we think we have it, sometimes we're headed on that way of life, and things are going like we want it to. We got it in. Because I don't know about you, but I'm that guy that I've got one speed I want to go, but if I think I'm good, I want to gear things up and go another speed. Who's that person, right? I did that one time. I raced lawnmowers for a while years ago, and I won my heat race, and I was in the feature, and I was winning the feature race, and I thought, you know, I've got one more gear, right? And I was already winning, and I thought, I've got one more gear. And I thought, I'm fixing to show these boys. I'm fixing to show them who I am. I've got one more gear. I'm going to hit this higher gear. I'm fixing to blow them off the track, right? So guess what? I went to the higher gear and broke a belt just like that. And guess who wasn't ahead anymore? I had to push my lawnmower off the side of the road. I was out of the race. So we see the ways we do things today, guys, that a lot of times we go through in life. Life is going in the direction it's going the way we want it to. Then we hit that bump in the road. that kind of gets us jarred off course or off on a way to make us think of that, guys. And listen, we think about our lives and that, but it's biblical that people have done this. It's biblical that people's life got stirred off course. It didn't happen just exactly what. And Mary and Joseph is a great picture of that. Everything didn't happen the way they had it planned, right? Has everything happened in your life the way you had it planned? Yeah, hands not everywhere, huh? See, everything happened just like we have it planned. So let's look at this story this morning. The next few weeks, allow God and allow these stories here that we see before us speak things into our life that how you and I can handle the things that happens in our life. Because listen, if you haven't hit that bump yet, there's a pretty good chance you're going to hit it some point in time in your life. It's going to jar you off the course that you thought you had everything laid out on. But during all this, remember this, you hear nothing else, and it doesn't matter how you get bumped off course, He is still with you. I want you to remember that He's still with you no matter how you get veered off to the right or left or whatever it looks like, He is still with you. As we look at this morning, as we think about what it is, we all face ups and downs in this life. And you think about Joseph was a carpenter, and he did different things, and not a whole lot in Scripture about Joseph, but he appears in the Bible in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, and we see here he was an heir, he was a lineage of King David. So we see here about Joseph, and this morning as we think about here what it means for us to be in the part of what we get to celebrate Christmas the next few weeks, we'll see how this all works out for these people here this morning. So let's look at the text. Matthew 1:18 through 24. It says in verse 18, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. It says, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, yet he did not want to expose her to the public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. Verse 20, it says, but after he considered this, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22, and all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. It says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will give him the name called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Verse 24, it says, when Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord, he said, the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do. He took Mary home as his wife. So we see here this morning just a few things through Scripture here today. I want you to show you here this morning. Listen, this all changed in Joseph's life before it ever got started, right? You ever get a good plan together and you get to head it out and it gets diverted before you ever get on the road good? Right? You're like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Bam, bam, bam. And before you get in the car, it's like, no, right? And I was telling them this morning, my wife is pretty like that. And my kids, well, one of my kids like that. It's kind of like, it has to be like this, right? It has to go that well, or they kind of get derailed and it's hard to get them back on there. My wife's like that, right? Because, and I'm like, I'm not an A, B, C, D guy. I could go from A to Z and anywhere in between at any time, and it really doesn't rock my world very much, right? So some of you would have a real bad day if that happened, right? If you went from A to D or C and skipped a few in between, your day would be kind of off guard. Would kind of be, my Shelby and Shelly are like that. It has to be A, B, C, D. I'm not really like that. That don't surprise any of you at all, right? So you see how it is in life, and this was kind of where it kind of got off before it ever got started, how it was going here. We see it kind of got, in Joseph's life, it didn't come together just the way he wants to. And this time here, Joseph was engaged to be married to Mary. During these times, it involves three steps of marriage here. One was this, that both families had to agree. Both families had to agree on the union together. Now, I know a lot of times a guy will go up and ask the girl's parents, hey, for the hand in marriage. But listen, both sides had to agree. Both sides had to agree that they could be married, so the union had to be agreed on that way. But we see that in the second was this. It was a public announcement made. Now we blow stuff up, right? We have big things to do on engagements. Now, used to, when you go ask the dad and you got on one knee and then you proceeded on. Now it has to be like, it has to be used, like horses and carriages and all these. I'm not talking bad about that. Don't pick up something, throw it. That's all I'm saying. It's just, you got to remember the basics of what a union is. It's a marriage built on the understanding of who God is. And we see this today, and this says here it's a public announcement made, and thirdly, the couple would be married. But we see this kind of didn't get started in that way. It was kind of headed in a little bit different direction. And we see this a lot in the wedding relationships today. A lot of people still will go up and talk to the dad, and they will make things right because, listen, it's still taught in church today that you ask for that. That you want everybody to be on the same hand, but every marriage relationship's not like that, is it? A lot of people get married in a lot of different ways today that we see today. It says, listen, but this changed when Mary became pregnant, and the Bible says by the Holy Spirit. Don't you think this was probably a bump in the road for Joseph's wife? Don't you think Joseph's like, man, I've got married when we were going to get married. He's getting everything set up, thinking about all the things he's got to do. It's the excitement of that. Then all at once, boom, that was a big change in his life, right? Now, let me tell you something this morning before I go on. What I'm talking about here today is that's a change in Joseph's life, but I want you to think about in your own life, what's that bump in the road that's hit you in 2020? What's that thing that's hit you in this life? Maybe it's 2018, maybe it was just 2 days ago. What a part about your life was going just as smooth as everything, then all at once, boom, there's a bump in my road. That kind of got my attention and made me think and see different things, and that's kind of gets you stirred up on the inside. So we see Joseph here, he hits that bump in his road. And I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people hits that bump in the road, it's over with right there, ain't it? I remember my dad, and we did several different things growing up, but I bought this horse, and this horse was supposed to be a good horse, but it was a crazy horse, right? Anybody ever own one of those? So me and my dad, we get on a wagon, and I reckon my dad thinks we can do anything, and I'm like, hey, Dad, if you're going with me, I'm going, right? So we went across a ditch, and it broke the wagon and stuff, and I'm like, whew, good. We're out of this, right? We don't have to worry about this. And Dad said, unhook that horse. I'm like, I'll be glad to. And he said, we're going to work that horse all the way back to the barn. And he said, we're going to fix that wagon. We're going to hook that horse back up. I'm like, whoa. We'll just keep that broke. Why am I saying that? Listen, a lot of times, see, we hit those bumps and difficult point times in our life, and we just want to walk away from it. We want to say I don't want to get back on that again. I want to go the easy. I want to take the easy way out. Listen, a lot of times, church, we take the too easy way out. When it may take us a little more effort, a little more blood, a little more sweat, a little more effort to do the things that I think God lays before us for us to work through those things. Listen, if we would be honest with ourselves, a lot of times we want to take the easier way out, and a lot of times that's the quickest, easiest way for us to get that done. When we know deep down inside of our spirit there was a whole lot more we could do. So we see Joseph here, and he had a big decision to make. Listen, look what it says in verse 19. I'm going to go back and walk through some of these scriptures here this morning. Listen, after all this happened, in verse 19 it says, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful. He didn't want to expose her. And listen, I think a few things in this, he loved Mary, right? He loved Mary. He wanted to be with Mary. He wanted to be faithful with Mary. And listen, he didn't want to expose her. He didn't want to, he said, you know, even in part of that scripture, he says, I just want to divorce her quietly. He didn't want to embarrass her in front of everybody. He wanted to do things like, listen, in today's time, we want everything to be in the public eye today. Have y'all noticed that? There is nothing done discreetly or quietly anymore. It is all have to be out front. Now, with the days of social media and things like that, it's like nothing is a secret anymore, right? And even things that are not the truth is exposed every day because it's so easy to get that word out there that we'll, listen, there's people that post things on the internet before they even know the truth about it. Because it's so easy to do. Listen, and they can put anything on there. I had a guy call me the other day. He said, man, the post on the internet is not true. They said this about me. I said, listen, anybody that can type can say anything about anybody on the internet, and they can post that. I said, our lives, and I said, this is where it's got to be. I said, I've had them post things about me and different parts of my family. I said, the thing about it is, as a believer, people got to know who Malin is, and they can look at his life and say, he's not perfect, but he don't stand for what that says. And that's the same thing about everybody else's life. Listen, what's your life saying? That if somebody posts something about you, I read it, I'm like, well, that's not true. So that's just where we're at. See, and you think about these things and what Joseph's like, I don't want to do that. Of course, he didn't have all the things back then. He might could have chiseled something out on a rock and put it on the side of the road. But Joseph had, man, he's like, I don't want to do that. I love this lady, right?
He wanted to be faithful in that. He's listen. I don't want to expose her. I don't want to do that to her. Listen, there was a couple options that Joseph had. He could have done this divorce her quietly. Even in this time, what had happened to Mary, Joseph could have had her stoned. He could have had her stoned for what had taken place. But Joseph's like, no, I don't want to do that. Do you ever realize we want the punishment as hard as somebody, worse that somebody would want to put on somebody when it's on their shoes, when it's on their side? But when it's on ours, we're like, oh, hold on here a minute. I think Joseph was very mindful of what was going on. He's like, hey, I don't want that. I don't want to do that. And we see here in Luke, here in just a minute in Luke, but right here it says, even though it seemed reasonable for Joseph to break this engagement off, God had other plans, didn't he? Even though Joseph had every right in the world to call it quits and say, listen, we're done. You just go your way, I go my way, we're all good. He could have done all these things. Listen, but I am here today, church, to say that I am a thankful person that God changes plans and he has the power to do that. And even in our own lives, the things that if you will sit down and you'll think about it, the things that you and I may would do wrong or commit wrong in our life, that God changes those things for us, that is a great news today that he's still doing that. Listen, and we go on this morning, we see another thing. It says, Joseph's life-changing dream. I want to walk through these verses. I'm going to tell you what. This is just good stuff here. It says in verse number 20, it says, but after he had considered this, remember, he's going to consider divorcing her quietly. He's like, hey, I'm just going to break this off. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Now, I don't know about how many dreams in here. Yeah, we all have dreams, right? It's cool to have dreams, and we see this. But I find this interesting. This is, and it says, the first thing it says, the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And the first thing he says to him, he says, he kind of addresses him, he says, Joseph, son of David. And listen, he tells him this, he says, don't be afraid. Now, if you go home tonight and you get in a good deep sleep and the Lord appears to you in a dream and says, hey, son of whatever, he says, hey, don't be afraid. How's that going to work out for you? I mean, even though you're dreaming, I mean, you're going to be like, whoa, right? So we see that he says, you know what, the very first thing he says, don't be afraid. And then he goes on in that, and he continues on in that. He says, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Remember, before all this happened, Joseph was going to do what? He was going to do it quietly. He's like, hey, we're just going to break this off, and we're going to go on our own ways because, listen, I don't want to be attached to that because, listen, Joseph thought Mary had been unfaithful to him. And we would have thought the same, right? Because here's what I know about us today. Let me just take you. I know about me today. I draw a conclusion before I know the facts. Joseph was going on what he could see and what he was told, and he processed that, and he done made his decision up. But listen, he goes on in here, and the Lord says, take her as your wife. Because he goes on and explains that. He says, what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Now, that's clear as mud too, wouldn't you think? Let's be honest, because don't be afraid, but then you go ahead and say, hey, what's going to be conceived inside her is from the Holy Spirit, huh? Now, that's I don't know about you, but I'm from the South. That's a lot to take in, right? Even though in the midst of a dream, that's a lot to process. And he goes on, and with details in verse 21, he says, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give him a name, right? He said, you know what? She's going to give birth to a boy. It's going to be a boy. Not only is she's conceived by the Holy Spirit, now, hey, it's going to be a boy, right? And listen, better yet than that, the Lord goes on, and in that dream, the angel speaks to him. He says, you know what? He said, it's going to be a boy, and we already got a name picked out, right? And how many of you, some of you probably were prepared enough before your kids were born, you already had a name picked out, right? You already probably had three or four names. I'm glad my wife chose simple names that I could spell, right? We have kids that today you need like a 14-year college degree to spell their names. If you want to get some of those names, look back in the very first part of Matthew right there and pull some of those names out right there. It's the very first part of that in the genealogy of the Messiah. Get you some of those names, right? If my kids would have been named some of those long names, it would have been Bubba, Sis, Fred, Ted. No offense, Mr. Fred. It's a simple name to get. I used it the other day, and I thought, that's terrible. Me and Mr. Fred, good friends, right? Or was. But we see here today, guys, what this means, and he says, Jesus, right? Why do I say that? Why do I emphasize that he already had a name? Because it was in the Lord's plan for him to have the name Jesus, right? It was what he was telling Joseph. He's like, hey, man, we already got a name picked out. Listen, because this is it, church. This is what I get so excited about being a teacher of the Word of God and just reading the Bible in general is this, because we're going to give him the name Jesus in the last part of that verse because he will save his people, right? Because he will save his people from their sins. Man, how many is thankful today that we have an opportunity to be saved from our sins? Ain't you thankful that we can get forgiveness? And this is all happening to Joseph in a dream, and Joseph was trying to process all this and what was going on. Listen, I don't know about you, but that had to be one more dream, didn't it? But you know what? Even here in a minute, we'll look at Joseph had a choice coming out of that dream, didn't he? Do you realize each and every one of us have a choice every day? We have choices every day that we can make. And decisions we have to make every day of our lives. Luke 1:35 says this. He says, the angel of the Lord said, the Holy Spirit come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, and he will be called the Son of God. And we see a lot of this, and you try to process this as we go through all this. Listen, let's look at verse 22. And he goes on a little deeper here, and he says, listen, a birth of a child will change the world. You agree with that today? The birth of baby Jesus changed the world, church. And let me tell you something this morning. You hear nothing else I say. A rebirth of your spirit will change your life. You think about the birth of Jesus, how we celebrate that and how he come. Remember what he said in the last part of 21 that he come to forgive sins, that he's going to be that sin forgiver in your life. Listen, a rebirth of your spirit would absolutely change your life. It will get you a refocus on what you want to do, how you want to live your life, how you look at other people, and how you respond to situations. I tell you all the time, it's a struggle in everybody's life to be a great example of who God is in you. Listen, it takes effort. It takes time spending in God's Word. It takes time of fellowshipping together. It takes time of praying together to get all those things that we need to pack into our lives. Listen, as we see this child change the world, and listen, as we see here in John 1:4, it says, in him is life, and that life is the light of all mankind. And he goes on in that verse. I love these verses here. It says, it goes on in verse 22. It says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Verse 23, it says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, right? Which means God is with us. Everywhere you go today, everywhere you go tomorrow, next week, if you're a believer, who is with you? It doesn't matter how rough that doctor's appointment is. It doesn't matter how rough whatever it is. It doesn't matter what you're facing in these times. Listen, everybody says, well, you don't know. I don't know what your shoes feel, but I can tell you what, I've faced some pretty difficult times in 2020. And you have faced some difficult times in 2020. Listen, but there hasn't been a moment God has not been with us. It doesn't matter how, and listen, everybody says, and I've talked to several of you about this. My attitude was when at first I'm like, I just want to get to 2021. How many will admit they said that? Listen, I just want to get out of 2020. I've had enough of 2020. I want to get to 2021. But we paid our last respects to a great guy this week, Mr. Alton Huntley. And listen, he taught me a lot about things. Listen, but he always would tell you this, there's always still work to be done. So it doesn't matter if it's 2020 or 2021, or if we're still here in 2022, there's still work to be done, church. It doesn't matter if it's COVID or whatever it is in your life, whatever you're facing. Listen, there's still people dying and going to hell every day that has never experienced a good relationship with baby Jesus who come to forgive the sins of the world. That's the reason why we join. That's the reason why we do things. And that's the reason why he is with us everywhere we go. Jesus come as the form of a human, but yet he didn't sin, did he? He followed the plan to details. And he did what he's supposed to do. Let's look at the last thing this morning as we see here today. Listen, in verse 24, Joseph makes a life-changing decision. I don't know. I studied this a lot this week. I don't know. I have to believe when Joseph, before he fell asleep, I think he had in mind, Mr. Gary, of walking away from Mary and divorcing her quietly. I think when Joseph laid down and Joseph said, listen, I've already made my mind up. This is what's going to happen. We're going to do this. We're going to do it. I don't want to embarrass her. I just want to go on. I want her to go over here because I don't want to do that to her life. I think a lot of times, church, and that we make our decisions before we consult God. And I'm not saying that about Joseph's life. I think Joseph had rights. He went by the law. Remember, the Bible says he went by the law. Joseph followed what he could do, and Joseph had made his mind up. But listen, a lot of times you and I, and even I, make my mind up before I really, really discuss that with God. And Joseph, he goes to sleep in this dream, and listen, in verse 24, listen, I love what it says. And when Joseph woke up, listen, I don't know about you, but if I'd have had a dream like that, I would have woke up kicking and screaming, right? Or been like, whew, well, that was one more dream, right? Anybody ever had that dream? You wake up and you kind of sit up in the bed and you're like, whoa, it didn't really happen. Joseph, he just woke up and listen, why do I think it's maybe different or unusual? Listen, who spoke to Joseph in that dream? The Bible says the angel of what? Listen, guys, too many people today don't think he still speaks to us. Now, whether that's through an angel, through scripture, or through somebody who just speaks a word of wisdom into your life, hear this today. He still speaks. I love what Joseph, when he gets up, he woke up, and he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He did, right? He could have walked away, couldn't he? He could have said, no, I'm not going there. But he did what the angel warned him, and listen, he went to Mary, and he took Mary home as his wife. Let me tell you something. That had to be a God thing. Because I'm sure, I tried to find some commentary on that, but I'm sure that Joseph had some other people telling him what to do, didn't he? I'm sure he had some people saying, listen, you need to just leave her, you need to go over here and do that. Can I tell you this, church, we're influenced more by the people that we hang out with than sometimes we are by the Word of God. And I'm sure Joseph probably had those good influences in her life. And listen, I guarantee you, the two names probably popped to your head right now of people around you that are not very good influences on your life. If you're like me, it may be more than two. I don't know. Because people are already always trying to influence our decisions, ain't they? But the Lord spoke to Joseph, and Joseph did what he was commanded to do. And he took Mary, and I am so thankful that he was obedient to the Word of God. Church, obedience is what we need in 2020. We need to be obedient to the Word of God. Even when it don't fit our lives, even when it don't make sense, we got to keep our obedience and focus on Christ. And listen, he took Mary in this way. Some things I want you to think about today. Some questions I want to ask you this morning. Listen, as we think about what this looks like. And I want to tell you this. I think when he took Mary to be his wife, even though the bump in the world caused quite a jar, he kept going. This year, Shanna rode with me and was rolling hay and had her pillow fixed up on the side and we were going across the hay field. And listen, I know where most of the bumps are at. I've done it enough. But listen, there's always one. And listen, the gear shift of the tractor was right under where she was sitting at. And it was getting late in the day, and I'd already had to speed up a little bit, like that's the greatest thing to do if you've ever done anything like that, when you got somebody right beside you and you're trying to watch everything else, and I'm like, well, I got to hurry up and get done, you know, so I sped up. Well, I hit a bump, and she went up and down like that, and the tractor just quit moving. I thought, well, that ain't good. I wouldn't go anywhere. It's going and out. I wasn't going. I looked, and you know what? She had landed and knocked it out of gear. Well, you say, what's that have to do? Listen, a lot of times in life, we get knocked out of gear. A lot of times, those bumps in life knock me and you out of gear. And let me tell you something. The way life and things are going today, it's easy to get out of gear. I told Shanna, I said, you're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to get this thing back in gear. So she stood up and I put it back in gear and we went on. Listen, church, I don't know what you're going through today has got you out of gear or that bump in the road. But keep going. So you think this morning is, he could have done many different things when he woke up. He could have went many different directions when he did that. Listen, church, we never know how the Lord will speak to us. But know this, he will. And you think about this morning. Listen, Joseph listened and followed the Lord against what other people thought. Are you listening to the Lord or are you listening to other people? How do you and I respond to the bumps in the road? Because listen, us as believers, if you're a believer, how you respond could infect somebody else's life. I wish everything was smooth in life. I wish we never had to hit a bump. But I don't know about you. There's a bunch of them out there. One last thing, and I'm gonna be closing here. Listen, Joseph was going through a rough field, but he kept going. Listen, church, even when life seems bumpy, this is what I suggest you and I do. We ride, we buckle up with the Word of God, and we keep going. I worked at the family service about 5 years of my life, and I learned a lot, seen a lot, still see a lot today. But you're talking about riding and buckling in with life. We were in Lawrenceburg one day. We were making a call. We were coming back across the road. Was crossing Springer Road. So I was going a little faster than I needed to. And I hit one of those bumps. I had a seatbelt on and my partner didn't. Well, when we kind of landed on the other side, if you know those ambulances, they're not the smoothest riding machinery that you ever ride in. If you ever rode in the back of one of them, they're the nearest thing to a log wagon that you could ever ride in, probably. Well, I looked, and when we kind of got to on the other side of the road, he was in kind of in the floorboard. He'd done fell down in between the seats. He said, didn't you see that bump? I said, well, I do, and I know where it's at now. But you know this? We don't always see those bumps, do we? And I tell you why, church. Because we wouldn't go anywhere if we did. Even though we have the faith, if we knew where we were going to hit that bump, I don't know that we'd get out of the house. Let me tell you this morning, church, whether you can see it or you don't know it's there, get out of the house. Keep going. Buckle up with the Word of God and proceed straight ahead. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I know there's lots of things going on in our lives. Father, I thank you that Joseph was obedient to the Lord's message that he spoke to him and the words, and that he was obedient when he woke up. He did what you commanded him to do. So, Father, I pray today for each and every person here, each and every one that may watch this later on down the road, that, Father, we be obedient. And, Father, we follow you wherever we need to go. We be obedient to your word, your directions that you give us. And, Father, I'm so thankful that you're with us through the bumps of life. This was a bump in Joseph's life. But, listen, he kept his focus. He kept his plan, Father, and he listened to you in spite of all what he could have done. So this morning, Lord, whatever's going on through the people's lives here, Father, I pray that you speak to their heart. Father, you show each and every one of us here today how we can be those obedient Christians. Father, we're so thankful for the price you paid for all of us. Thank you for your son, Jesus. This month of December should be the month, but it should be year round that we celebrate who you are in our lives. Father, you come to forgive our sins. Father, you paid the price here on Calvary's cross where we could have freedom as believers. Let us live like that. When we get derailed off by the bumps of life, Father, we will refocus in your word, in prayer, and then in focusing on who you are, Lord. Father, speak to our hearts today. Father, it's in your name we pray.